I'm Randy, and welcome back to 5 Minutes or 5 Stars with, again, your host, Randy. Hello! So, today we are going to be talking about, in a quick little episode, Thunder Force, the movie. It is on Netflix right now. It is a great movie starring Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer, along with some supporting cast like Jason Bateman. It is hilarious. It is an absolute hilarious ride with Melissa McCarthy. And so it follows the story, and if you haven't seen it, go and watch it, because there will be spoilers in this episode. Okay? Go and watch Thunder Force before you watch this episode, and I'll give you a quick break to pause. Okay. Anyway, it follows the story of Melissa McCarthy meeting a young African-American woman, or African-American girl at school, and her parents are killed by by these terrible people that they call them miscreants, and so they have powers, but they use them for bad, so they're called the miscreants in the movie. And so they killed Octavia Spencer's parents, which leaves her mission to being to stop the miscreants later in life. And so we see Melissa McCarthy later in life being somewhat alcoholic and having a job at a shipping yard. And so eventually she, for the, I don't want to say high school reunion, she calls up, or she texts Octavia Spencer to meet her there because she wants to reconnect. Turns out Octavia Spencer can't go, so through that, she goes to Octavia Spencer's job, and at that point, Octavia Spencer owns an entire company dedicated to the researching of, well, research and stuff, but her main task at that building, which she owns, is, it's called Stanton 4.0, and she just opened it up. Her main task is to be able to become a superhero, and we later find that out. And so, while Melissa McCarthy's chilling in Octavia Spencer's office with a ice-cold brewski, she sits into a massage chair, or at least what she thinks is a massage chair, which injects needles into her cheeks, into her face cheeks, and gives her the super strength power. That is unfortunate for Octavia Spencer, as she's been spending years making that serum that will turn her into super strength. And Octavia Spencer, when she later finds this out, has some problems with that. So they argue for a teensy tiny bit, and eventually decide that they will train Melissa McCarthy using her powers to stop the miscreants. Octavia Spencer ends up having to take pills every day to become to have the powers of invisibility, which is interesting. And so, through that, yeah, okay. So eventually they meet up with eventually their first job is that they have to go to it's just a small convenience store, and that's where they first meet Jason Bateman, or the Crab, because he has 2 crab arms. Melissa McCarthy is obviously weird about that. She's like, what? Anyway, they stop the robbery. Octavia Spencer uses a high-power taser, which basically fries a guy from the inside somehow. Well, at least it looks like that for some reason. And then they get that recorded by some other viewer guy, and they eventually declare that their name is Thunder Force, and their jobs to stop the miscreants. Melissa McCarthy has a weird dance scene with Jason Bateman all in her head, because I guess she's attracted to Jason Bateman, or the Crab. Yeah, and so later on we will see, so through that we see that, eventually, the main bad guy of this movie is Laser, a miscreant that has been terrorizing their entire town of, I want to say, New York. I can't remember what exactly it was. It was either New York or Brooklyn, but they're terrorizing the entire place. And so they're partnered with a politician that's running for office, Laser and the Crab, who's apparently corrupt and stuff, and so he's using Laser and Crab as, like, political powers. And obviously he loses the race and gets mad, and so he ends up hosting a giant party for everybody, basically all the important politicians, and is trying to blow up the entire place. Or something. I think he tries to blow it up. I'm sorry. It's been, like, a few days since I watched it, so I'm a little rusty on this. But, anyway, he tries to blow it up, and that does not go well, because obviously Thunder Force stops that. And then they have a giant fight in the top floor of a building. And so that's going on. And so he's named the King, which is the bad guy, the main bad guy's name, or the politician. And so they fight off against Laser and the King. Obviously, the King eventually loses, and Laser does too. And so Octavia Spencer and Melissa McCarthy, while injured, are fine. I should probably mention before this, even Jason Bateman and Melissa McCarthy went on a date. Or the Crab and Melissa McCarthy went on a date, which was a little awkward and kind of weird. But, that happened. So, anyway, fast forwarding. So, yeah, the big boss fight happens, and it ends out in a pretty good ending, which I think you should just see for yourself. Anyway, this was a rough little examination of the movie, but I think the movie is pretty good, you know? For Netflix comedy, I mean, they have some really, really great moments in there. Like, Melissa McCarthy trying to explain what Urkel is to Octavia Spencer and Octavia Spencer's daughter, which is absolutely hilarious. You know, there's just a lot of really great moments in that movie, so if you haven't watched it yet, please go and watch it. And, thanks so much for listening. My rating for this movie is about 4 stars, because, I mean, it's a Netflix movie, so... You know what? I'm just gonna give it a straight-up 5. That movie was hilarious. It was really good. The production quality is pretty great. Yeah, so 5 stars. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.